Chapter 2, The Training of the Twelve. For the carrying on of his work, Christ chose humble, unlearned men. These men he purposed to train and educate. They in turn were to educate others and send them out with the gospel message. They were to be given the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by human wisdom was the gospel to be proclaimed, but by the power of God. For 3.5 years the disciples were under the instruction of the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Day by day he taught them, sometimes sitting on the mountainside, sometimes beside the sea or walking by the way. He did not command the disciples to do this or that, but said, "Follow me." On his journeys through country and cities, he took them with him. They shared his frugal fare and like him were sometimes hungry and often weary. They saw him in every phase of life. The ordination of the 12 was the first step in the organization of the church. The record says, "He ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach." By these feeble agencies, through his word and spirit, he designed to place salvation within the reach of all. The word spoken by them as they witnessed would echo from generation to generation till the close of time. The disciples' office was the most important to which human beings had ever been called, second only to that of Christ himself. They were workers together with God for saving men. As the 12 patriarchs stood as representatives of Israel, so the 12 apostles stand as representatives of the gospel church.